WRC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness. Mikhail Mir's Financial Consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. And today is, what is today? It's the second Friday of the month. And that means Tracy's here with us. We're doing this a little bit. We're doing this the day before, but that's okay. But welcome, Tracy. Tracy McBurney is here.
Hello.
We love having Tracy because Tracy has this unique way of seeing the world that allows me to breathe better. And like probably a last couple of shows, we're going to talk about pain today because that's where my life has been. And Tracy's also been doing some work around it. So I'm looking forward to doing some of that. And I know that Tracy's going to, she's probably going to use me as a bit of a guinea pig today. So that's okay because I like that. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you for having me again. Okay, so I was actually doing some thinking about what to deliver today. And now, after what's going on with you and what started to go on with me this morning, I'm like, yep, this is good. This is exactly what should be delivered. It's all about responsibility. And it's all about taking responsibility. Now, of course, we were having a discussion before we ever started the show today, and you were talking about feeling burdened by responsibility and taking on too much responsibility and really feeling that. And of course, you're going to love me because one of the solutions that I can see for your problem is that I want you to take on responsibility.
But I take, see, I've always seen responsibility as a burden. Not always, but at different times in my life, I've seen where I feel that it's a burden instead of a blessing.
Right. And I think that what that's saying to me is that you've got some negative constructs within you around responsibility and what that means. Mm-hmm. So responsibility to you, if we were to test you at a subconscious level, it could get tied into blame. So I don't want to take responsibility because I don't want to be blamed for all of this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to take responsibility without taking on that blame.
Right?
Don't know how to do that. Don't know how to take on responsibility or be responsible for something without it weighing me down, without feeling burdened by it. And so these are just two of what could be the negative constructs going on that really are defining responsibility in a way that says, no, 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 that's enough. It's enough. It's enough blame. That's enough burden. That's enough. And I get it. That's enough of responsibility the way that you're creating it.
Right.
So now I kind of laugh because it's actually good that you've told me that. Because before we're going to go any further, we want to change, or that's what I see. I'd like to change your dynamic around responsibility without literally spending an hour to try and figure out what all of that is. And so it would be kind of like you saying to yourself, if you were doing this for yourself, and I'm going to work with Ho'oponopono again because I really like it. I'm taking full responsibility.
I'm taking full responsibility.
For how I view and see responsibility.
For how I view and see responsibility.
I'm taking full responsibility.
I'm taking full responsibility.
For my incapacity to be able to see this.
For my incapacity to be able to see this.
Or create a responsible life.
Or create a responsible life.
That I can live in.
That I can live in.
That I don't get blamed for things.
That I don't get blamed for things.
And I don't feel burdened.
And I don't feel burdened.
By that responsibility.
By that responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
For not knowing how to take responsibility.
For not knowing how to take responsibility.
In a way that doesn't hurt me.
in a way that doesn't hurt me.
Burden me.
Burden me.
Harm me.
Harm me.
Diminish me.
Diminish me.
Make me weak.
Make me weak.
Or keep me small.
Or keep me small.
Or desiring to stay small.
Or desiring to stay small.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry. Are you feeling the stream go up through the top of your head?
Yeah, a little bit.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
And now I ask you, Divine.
And now I ask you, Divine.
To take me out of the active role.
To take me out of the active role.
Of this healing stream.
Of this healing stream.
I invite you in.
I invite you in.
To this healing stream.
To this healing stream.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For healing me.
For healing me.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For taking this on.
For taking this on.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For taking on the responsibility.
For taking on the responsibility.
Of the healing of me.
Of the healing of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your help.
For your help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For delivering to me new ways.
For delivering to me new ways.
Of envisioning.
Of envisioning.
Responsibility.
Of envisioning responsibility.
A new relationship.
A new relationship.
With responsibility.
With responsibility.
That allows me to continue to thrive.
That allows me to continue to thrive.
Take responsibility for my life.
Take responsibility for my life.
For the healing of me.
For the healing of me.
For the creating of my life.
For the creating of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For freeing me.
For freeing me.
From the burdens.
From the burdens.
Of the illusions.
Of the illusions.
Misconceptions.
Misconceptions.
Lies.
Lies.
That have guided me.
That have guided me.
And governed.
And governed.
My creations.
My creations.
Around responsibility.
Around responsibility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your help.
For your help.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
For your mercy.
For your mercy.
For your wisdom.
For your wisdom.
For your new ways.
For your new ways.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That feels really nice. Right? Does it feel really nice for you?
It does. And I just want to say that anybody else that also feels responsibility is a burden and a heaviness, that they can re-listen to this in the archives and work with it as well, because it will assist you to clear this.
Or you can merely just say, I enter into that stream. Past, present, and future are all one. So as you're hearing it, you can intend to enter into that stream.
Right.
Even though it was designed on a Thursday and you're listening to this on a Saturday, mm-hmm. past, present, and future are all one. So just be one with that stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let that be cleared. But it's nice to actually do this. It's nice to actually go through the whole process as I see it. That's not really the process of Ho'oponopono as it was written and delivered in the book, Zero Limits, for example, Joe Vitale. What happened is that a moment of living with Ho'oponopono, it felt like torture to me to continue to say, forgive me, I love you, I am sorry, thank you, forgive me, I love you, I am sorry, thank you. It was just like, okay, and I'm saying that for how long? 45 minutes, really? A half an hour before I actually feel that stream diminishing to nothingness? And I thought, no, I do believe that I have lived more than one life, and I think in this life, somewhere along the line in this life, or else right from the beginning of this life, I signed up and said yes to a whole bunch of stuff that might be rather destructive of me, but I said no to torture. Somewhere along the line, I said no to torture. No more torturing.
You know, I wish I had said that one too.
So when something feels like torture, I really have to kind of stop and regroup, because now it's gone beyond a boundary that I do not allow anymore. And so that's exactly what happened with Ho'oponopono. Is at one point, although I loved it and felt like I have to embrace this, it felt like torture to keep saying that phrase over and over and over again, although I loved the feeling of the stream. And so I just asked the divine, I asked my guides, really, really, do I have to continue to do this? Do I have to sign up for torture again? This is what this feels like. Can you give me another way is there another way to do what this does and maybe more? Can you give me, deliver to me another way? And what I heard was, why do you, Tracy, feel that you have to take this level of responsibility for the healing of you? Why do you feel so vested in your having to do this? You're having to do all of this. You're having to say that phrase over and over and over again. Give it to me. Give it to me. Surrender it to me. Move on with your day.
Nice.
And it just felt right then to continue for a little while to say the thank yous. To say the thank yous. And so the thank yous are whatever I make up in that day that is relevant to what I just created in the stream. So for you, for me, because Ho'oponopono recognizes us as all one. So as I'm working with you today, I'm going, ah, that is my problem. That is my problem. Mm. Didn't know I had that problem, but I have that problem. Somewhere in the oneness, we have that problem and we are all one. Right. So let me cleanse that problem. Let me work on that problem. It is my problem. And so Ho'oponopono is lovely because it's taking responsibility for something, but not taking the blame for it. Mm. Literally taking it in and then surrendering it up, like surrendering it out. Here, you take it. You take it. And so what I was doing with asking the divine, asking God, if you prefer, Allah, whatever the name is, Holy Spirit, asking that energy to take me out of the active role, is taking me out of the active role. I'm still a participant. I don't want to walk away from being a participant. I don't just want to be an observer, but I want to be kind of a silent partner. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking on the more active role so that I might be doing the laundry or teaching a class. And so that was actually quite nice.
Yes.
So before we could move into something else, we really had to clear that piece about responsibility.
Nice. All right. So with that, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. She can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com. Tracy without an E, so T-R-A-C-Y, and McBurney, well, with an E, mcburney.com. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston. And, well, we're talking about responsibility, and we're talking... She's getting really close to me.
Yeah. Got to do some muscle testing.
I think she's going to be doing some muscle testing.
We're going to commune.
We're working on responsibility. We're talking about Ho'oponopono, and I think we're going to be doing some muscle testing because Tracy likes doing muscle testing, and she's going to do it on my hand versus my shoulder because that would cause
way
too
finger.
Much. Yeah, my
yeah,
finger.
No, do it on your finger.
And
I can actually not even do it with
yes,
you. I
can
do
it yourself.
Myself.
Yes.
I always like if there's somebody in the room to honor them by using their own body when I can. Because it gives you the opportunity to really feel inside of you your own yes and your own no.
Yes.
So it's about sharing equal power.
Yes.
Okay.
And anyway, we're talking about pain and...
Mm-hmm. Which your shoulders are in pain.
My shoulders are in pain and your back is in pain.
Yeah, well, not so much anymore.
Good for you.
And in fact, let's start there, right? Because my back went out a little, just a little bit. And I have a lovely chiropractor, and he just ended up fitting me into this tiny little nook today. But it really wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And I thought, how the heck am I going to get up these stairs to get to you? No elevator, no nothing. How am I going to do this today?
Tracy has a problem with my stairs, which she's not one of the only people, but she is one of the people that makes it such an interesting ordeal. So just so you know, it's three flights of stairs that are outside and there's spaces in between. So I think that throws a lot of people
there's
off.
There's a ridiculous amount of space in between. So I don't want to see the ground as I'm up three stories. But anyway, that's another day. So how am I going to get there with my back twisted? My back was feeling twisted. It wasn't so painful. It was inflexible.
Right.
And it was all shifted off to the side. My hips were all in balance, out of balance. And I went, how the heck am I going to do this and navigate this and feel safe? Because I already don't feel safe on those stairs. Right? So I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, as Adam said to me, he goes, you're beautifully bent.
Yeah, well, I was beautifully bent this morning. Yeah. He didn't say that, but that's exactly what was going on. Okay, so as I was walking here from the car, and I'd done the chiropractic appointment, and it helped a little bit, but not enough. And I'm walking to the car. I'm touching the portion of my back that is all inflexible and all twisted and all a mess. I'm touching that part of my back, and I'm literally taking responsibility for this inflexibility. I'm taking responsibility for the inflexibility, for the muscle tension, for the pain, for the misalignment of my spine, and for what I've done to my back. And I am saying, forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. And then I started to think about it, and I'm going, oh, I'm going to take responsibility for not making myself a priority. I've been needing to get to the chiropractor for the last couple of weeks, and there have been all these things that have gotten in the way, classes that had to get taught, clients that have to be worked with, sons that have to be dealt with and driven here and driven there. Came first except my appointment. And so I'm taking responsibility for that, too. I'm taking responsibility for the fact that I've known for several weeks that I really needed to get to the chiropractor and get this adjusted before it became something more serious. And now here it is, just a little bit more serious. And I have to take responsibility for the position that I've placed myself in, my back in, my whole physiology in, all the organs of my body that are connected through nerves to this area of my back. I have to take responsibility for all of that. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. And after I get that really nice stream going, I'm surrendering it. I'm actually asking divine. I'm asking that God. To me, it's God. To somebody else, it might be something else. I have a great affinity to the word God. I have no issue with it. So it's literally I'm asking God to enter into that stream and Holy Spirit to enter into that stream. I don't have any issue with either of those. And for somebody else, it might be asking Muhammad to enter into that stream. Asking Jesus to enter into that street, asking Allah to enter into that street, right?
Universe, really,
goddess. whatever it is. I think I said in another show, it's interesting how all of those kind of divinity characters all have an ah in the name, right? So, you know, I don't care. It's literally asking that chi, that wonderful, beautiful light source to enter into the street. And that intensifies the energy of what you just created. Then asking to be taken out of the active role and letting that play out on its own without your participation in that way. Okay, and then everything started to feel like my back is feeling significantly better than it did when I left the chiropractor. I am feeling much more flexible. I'm going to be doing some more Ho'oponopono work on my lack of flexibility. I'm going to be doing all of that, but first we're going to be working with you. Okay, so then I come here and I find out that not just one shoulder's having an unhappy life, which I've known about for the last little while, but now it's two shoulders. And I'm going, ah, interesting. At which point I said to you, have you ho'oponopono'd that? You're looking at me like, what are you talking about? In other words, taking responsibility for the parts of you that are in pain, that are physically in pain, right? And your problem has multiplied since you've been trying.
I mean, the left shoulder was always a little bit. I didn't realize how much, and it had gone into my bone earlier this week. So
now it's oozing into the bone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is multiplying.
It is sort of multiplying. It's just the stress of because the one shoulder's doing all the work of both shoulders. So it's partly the stress and partly that my bones are now leaking a bit. But yes.
Okay. So now I've got some thoughts for you.
Okay.
So one of the things that's been very, very prevalent in my office for the last month, this was something that has been on my radar for a very long time. But as you learn new things, sometimes the things that are really good, they get stuffed off to the background because you're really excited about these really new things that you've learned. So this has been a bit of a wake-up call, bringing levels of denial back into the primary part of my practice and bringing this back. And it's about taking 100% responsibility for the healing of you, right? And most people are not. Most people are waiting for someone else.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my mother to say sorry. I'm waiting for my grandmother to do this. I'm waiting for my father to come back. I'm waiting for that boyfriend to get his head screwed on straight, leave that other woman and come back to me. Mm. Like I'm waiting for people to get it right.
Nice.
I'm waiting for the world to get it right. I'm waiting for men to get it right. Whatever it is, I'm waiting. And if you're waiting at a very subconscious level, you're not taking responsibility. You've given someone else the key. Someone else the key to your wellness, someone else the key to your happiness, the key to your strength, your flexibility, whatever, right?
Right.
And for you, this is affecting sleep.
Yes.
So if, in fact, you're not taking 100% responsibility for the healing of you, then you've given someone else the key to your good sleep. One or more people.
Mm.
Right. So that's one piece.
Right.
We're going to look at that. We're also going to look at 100% responsibility. Are you taking, and we're working at a subconscious level, are you taking 100% responsibility for the creating of your life? 24/7, 7 days a week. This is your responsibility, the creating of your life, which means you are the creator of your life by day and you are the creator of your life at night. You're the creator of your life while you're sleeping. You're the creator of your life every second that you're not sleeping. You're the creator of your life every moment that you're dreaming. You are the creator of your life. Okay. Are you taking 100% responsibility for your capacity, the capacity within you to achieve a full recovery and return to innocence, both of you and another, for anything and any occurrence or any circumstance that has ever happened to you in this life or another?
I'm going to say no.
And so what that is you or me or anybody else denying the power, the unbelievable power of that God or whatever this is that you'd like to call it within you. You are in some level of denial of your connection to that power because that power has that level of capacity. And you're denying it.
Yes.
So let's find out where you are.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have time or are we?
Yeah, we should have time
okay.
for this.
So I'm just going to test. Please say my name is Lori.
My name is Lori.
Hold. My name is Stella.
My name is Stella.
Hold. Stella always works in my office. I always choose the same female name. I've never had a Stella come into my office for real, which is hilarious.
You're going to one day.
I know, and then I'll have to figure it out. I'll be flustering going, what name am I choosing now? Okay, so we're kind of good with that. Now we're going to find out. Are you wholly and fully occupying of this body? Hold. Wholly and fully present in this room? Hold. Yes. Polarities balanced? Hold. Do you have any blocks, reversals, resistances to a 100% healing of whatever is available to be healed or reconciled on this day? And hold. No. And I say, okay, divine within you and beyond, can you confirm all of that as yes? And hold. Yes. So we have a yes for all of that. So we can go on.
Okay.
Okay. So now, please say, I am 100% responsible.
I am 100% responsible.
For the healing of me.
For the healing of me.
And you put your hand over your navel if you wouldn't mind. Yeah, we got subconscious mind. 100% responsible for the healing of me.
I'm 100% responsible for the healing of me.
Hold. No, you're not. I am 100% responsible.
I am 100% responsible.
For the creating of my life.
For the creating of my life.
Hold.
Yeah,
no. I'm 100% responsible.
I'm 100% responsible.
For the creating of my dreams.
For the creating of my dreams.
Hold. No. I'm 100% responsible.
I'm 100% responsible.
For the creating of my waking life.
For the creating of my waking life.
Hold.
Yeah.
No. The creating of my sleeping life.
The creating of my sleeping life.
Hold. No. I am 100% responsible.
For nothing.
I'm 100%. And you are so burdened by responsibility. Isn't this hilarious?
Yeah, 100%.
I am 100% responsible.
100% responsible.
For the full recovery.
For the full recovery.
And return to innocence of me.
And to the return of innocence of me.
And all others.
And all others.
Connected to any circumstance.
Connected to any circumstance.
Or occurrence.
Or occurrence.
Trauma or tragedy.
Trauma or tragedy.
That I endured.
that I endured.
This lifetime or another.
This lifetime or another.
Hold. No, you're not taking responsibility for that either. And you're telling me you're overburdened with responsibility?
All right. Isn't this hilarious?
Okay, we're going to go to our second break.
When you come back, you'll get to see how Lori is humiliated again to the...
No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be found on the internet, and you can have one of her sessions, too. Tracy, without an E, T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, McBurney.com, and connect with her. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney from TracyMcBurney.com and Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. And we're talking about, well, we're talking about responsibility. I don't think...
We're a different way.
Yes, we started with pain. We've done a bunch of different things. I'm kind of the guinea pig today, so it's been interesting, and we're going to continue. So, all right.
Okay. If you want to put your hand over your
nail, yes.
I'm going to do that test again on your finger. And please repeat, I am responsible for the pain that I am in my shoulders.
I am responsible for the pain that I am in my shoulders.
Hold. No. Your subconscious mind is saying no.
Ah.
I am responsible for the sleepless nights that I have been having.
I am responsible for the sleepless nights that I have been having.
Hold. No.
No.
So is there more
responsible for
that? Is there more than what? Yeah. Is there, that's someone else's. I am responsible for the job that I am doing a career.
Okay, I am responsible for the job that I'm doing as a career.
Hold. No.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
I am responsible for the joy, for any joy in my life.
I am responsible for any joy in my life.
Or fun in my life.
Or fun in my life.
Hold. No. Isn't that fascinating?
Am I responsible for the burden of my life?
Say, I am responsible for the burden of my life.
I am responsible for the burden of my life.
Hold. No. I'm not responsible for any of that. It's all that belongs to somebody else.
Really? Wow. Could we get them here? Because I'd like to give it back to them.
I am responsible for feeding myself.
I'm responsible for feeding myself.
Hold. Oh, yeah. You're taking responsibility for that
good.
One. Fascinating? It is. It's just fascinating. Which means that somewhere in the subconscious data bank of tape recorders, someone else or a group of people are responsible for what is happening to you.
Oh.
It's not you.
I'm just the victim.
Yeah, you're just the victim. Oh. My mother is responsible for this. My father, the boyfriend that left me 2 years ago, whatever it is, those people
Three.
Are responsible for the pain that I am in, and they should know better.
Yeah.
Right? They should have known better. And so I'm going to wait for them to know better. And then they can come and get me out of this place, right? Make their apologies, make their amends. I'm waiting for people. Let's find out. Putting your hand out, hand over your navel. Please say, I'm waiting for people.
I am waiting for people.
That have wronged me.
That have wronged me.
To make amends.
To make amends.
Hold. Uh-huh. To make things better.
To make things better.
Hold. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So yeah, if perfect. Dr. Phil were here...
I'm so glad he's not, but yes.
He would say, so how's that working for you? I love
not
that
so
phrase.
Well.
Okay, so right now I think probably my favorite of the day is Ho'oponopono. So it's you now have to take responsibility for all of this because this is all unclear thinking. And one of the reasons why we don't, it's kind of like the alcoholic that doesn't want to take responsibility for the fact that they have become an alcoholic.
Mm.
Right? I dislike getting somebody to say, I am an alcoholic.
Right.
I have become this.
Right.
I have become this. You have become the victim.
I have become the victim.
I'm not the victim. I am a victim? No. You have become a victim through life's circumstances and my incapacity to be able to follow something else. That would have taken me down a different path. I have become this. I have become this drug addict. I have become addicted to this. I have become addicted to this. I have become that, but I am not that.
Mm.
Right? It's something, it's a coat that I'm wearing now. It's to me, it's a huge, massive illusion that I live in. And I'd rather live here than live with that pain.
Mm.
Right? So I've become this. So you're taking responsibility for what it is that you have become because you've been incapable of being able to deal with what has gone on in your life. And at the times when those things have gone on in your life, you have not sat quietly with the divine within you. You have not gone to that quiet place in those moments when you're not proud of something that you've done. Or in those moments where somebody has deeply betrayed you, you haven't gone to that place within you, that wonderful divine place. And one of the reasons we don't go there is because we blame it. We blame that thing called God for the circumstance that we're in. So why the hell would we go there to that God within us or beyond to help to make this better? Because you're one of the things that I'm pissed at. Because you put me in this circumstance to begin with. You didn't do anything to stop this, God. Just like you're not doing anything to stop this now. Why are you not doing anything to stop these wars? Why are you not doing anything to stop the pollution on the... Why are you not doing anything to stop all of this? And that is also a reflection of how much we misunderstand the free will that we have been given. That energetic, whatever name you want to call it, will allow us to make a mess of our life, will allow us to make the wrong choices, will allow us to walk down whatever path it is that we want to walk down, including creating all of this pain in our body. and it will let us sit in these places until we're ready to not sit in those places anymore. And until we're ready to take 100% responsibility for the healing of us, the creating of our life, and then here's the piece. Just like the alcoholic, it's like in that 12-step program, you have to take responsibility for the fact that I'll say you have become the alcoholic. Through life circumstances, I have become this. I have given in to this condition that runs in my family, potentially. And then you're asked to surrender it to God. In other words, take responsibility for this thing that seems so big for you, too big for you to handle, too big for you to even know what to do. Take responsibility for it and surrender it to God. And that's what we want to do today. We want to take responsibility for the creating of your life so you can hold it in your hands finally, not leaving it in somebody else's hands. But they're going to be in your hands. Your life is in your hands. Now, divine, share it with me. I surrender it to you so that you and I, working together as one, finally as one, can design my life, can create my life. I'm going to take full responsibility for the healing of me today so that the healing of me is in my hands. It's back in my hands. And now I'm going to surrender it. My intention is I surrender it, I share it, I surrender it with you, divine, God, whatever you want to call that, so that you and I are working as one to get the job done, because this job is too flipping big for me. I have no idea from down here how to do this thing called the healing of myself. I have no idea. I have no idea what path to follow. I have no idea what I need. But when you actually do that job of surrendering that healing, you do start to know. The knowing does start to ooze in. The little voice that tells you where to go, who to see, what phone number to tag in, all of that stuff just starts to happen, and it starts to trickle in. And it starts to become easier and easier and easier to trust it, because it feels right. It feels right. And the people that suggest that you go here or here or here, or see this doctor or see this healer or see this person down the street, that starts to feel not right when it's not right. And it just becomes clearer and easier to discern, rather than the craziness when we have not done that, when we have not surrendered to that higher power. That higher power, what? That magical higher power? The higher power within us. You're surrendering to that higher power within yourself. And one day, I hope that I see it within myself, I see it within you, I see it around within every client, that we will have no need to call it God anymore. We'll just be working with that higher power within us all the time, and we'll call it Tracy, and we'll call it Lori. And we'll call it Anna, and we'll call it Stephen, and we'll call it this, and we'll call it that, because we will recognize, yes, we will recognize that God lives within us and answers to my name. That I am that. That higher power lives within me, and I answer to this name. I don't answer to the name God. And get to a place of evolution where I don't desire to play God, that I don't desire for my ego to be connected to this idea of playing God. I have no desire to play God. I have a desire to follow that God within myself, for that's following the higher power within myself, following that divine will, if it be thy will. That's really where that scripture piece comes from, I believe. If it be thy will, if it's thy will, meaning if it is my will at the highest level of me, connected into that higher power, then let that be what I create. But right now, I don't know, because I'm feeling so disconnected from it. I'm literally saying that out loud, and that's wonderful, because free will reigns. So you say those things in your head, you say those things out loud, free will's perfect. It says, okay, that's what you want? Fine, great, here it is. And so to say things like, if it be thy will, if it be God's will, if it be Allah's will, to say those kinds of things is wonderful, because it literally surrenders the creating of whatever this is you're trying to create from. It surrenders it away from the insanity of you. It surrenders it away from all the stuff that you haven't healed, all the stuff that you're still clinging on to that is just not beneficial. You're bypassing it. It's like you're overriding it. So you don't necessarily have to heal it. You're overriding it. And so that's what we want to do today.
All right. So hopefully we could do that in the last segment. All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be found on the internet at TracyMcBurney.com. So TracyMcBurney.com. And you're listening to Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at NewSkyRadio.com. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and Lori Houston. We're at the last segment of our day, and we're going to do the last part. So if you have anything going on, you know, connect in with this stream and allow this to be part of your own healing as well. So we're going to work on releasing, first taking responsibility and then giving it, surrendering it to God.
Mm-hmm. Or divine, Allah, whatever the wording is for you. Okay, so Lori, I would like you to repeat, because you're going to create your own stream.
Okay.
I am taking full responsibility.
I am taking full responsibility.
For my incapacity.
For my incapacity.
To take responsibility.
To take responsibility.
100% responsibility.
100% responsibility.
For the healing of myself.
For the healing of myself.
For leaving it in the hands of others.
For leaving it in the hands of others.
And waiting for them.
And waiting for them.
I'm taking full responsibility.
I'm taking full responsibility.
For not being willing.
For not being willing.
To be willing.
To be willing.
To take responsibility.
To take responsibility.
For the healing of me.
For the healing of me.
For the creating of my life.
For the creating of my life.
Both by night.
Both by night.
And by day.
And by day.
I'm taking full responsibility.
I'm taking full responsibility.
For not being willing.
For not being willing.
To be willing.
To be willing.
To recognize.
To recognize.
My capacity.
My capacity.
My higher power.
My higher power.
Capacity.
Capacity.
To give to myself.
To give to myself.
From that place within me.
From that place within me.
A 100%.
A 100%.
Full recovery.
Full recovery.
For myself.
For myself.
And for any others.
And for any others.
That I have bound.
That I have bound.
In my drama.
In my drama.
A return to innocence.
A return to innocence.
Of them.
Of them.
And myself.
And myself.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
That I do not take responsibility.
That I do not take responsibility.
For the recognition.
For the recognition.
Of the higher power.
Of the higher power.
Within myself.
Within myself.
To heal.
To heal.
To create.
To create.
To reconcile.
To reconcile. and to make full recovery.
And to make full recovery.
And return to innocence.
And return to innocence.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you. I am sorry. I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
For my unwillingness.
For my unwillingness.
To be willing.
To be willing.
To release myself.
To release myself.
From the role.
From the role.
Of victim.
Of victim.
In my life.
In my life.
Unwilling.
Unwilling.
To shed myself.
To shed myself.
From these clothes.
From these clothes.
Of victimhood.
Of victimhood.
And feeling victimized.
And feeling victimized.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
Love you.
I am sorry. Sorry.
Forgive me. Me.
I love you.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I am sorry.
Feeling that?
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry. And now I ask.
And now I ask.
This God.
This God.
And Holy Spirit.
And Holy Spirit.
To enter into this stream.
To enter into this stream.
That I have created.
That I have created.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking me out of the active role.
For taking me out of the active role.
Of this healing stream.
Of this healing stream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking care.
For taking care.
Of the healing of me.
Of the healing of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your help.
For your help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For this new perspective.
For this new perspective.
That you deliver.
That you deliver.
To me.
To me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For reminding me.
For reminding me.
I am creator.
I am creator.
Of my life.
Of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For reminding me.
For reminding me.
That I am healer.
That I am healer.
Connected.
Connected.
Every day.
Every day.
To a higher power.
To a higher power.
Within myself.
Within myself.
That has the capacity.
That has the capacity.
To heal everything.
To heal everything.
Return everything.
Return everything.
To innocence.
To innocence.
And the knowing.
And knowing.
Within myself.
Within myself.
That it is all divine.
It is all divine.
Everything.
Everything.
Divine.
Divine.
Always.
Always.
Divine.
Divine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For returning me.
For returning me.
To connection.
To connection.
With this higher power.
With this higher power.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your help.
For your help.
Does that not feel really cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we'll do a quick test because we're almost over our 10 minutes. Put in your hand over your navel. And please say, I am 100% responsible.
I am 100% responsible.
For the healing of me.
For the healing of me.
Whole. Yes. I'm 100% responsible.
I am 100% responsible.
For the creating of my life.
For the creating of my life.
Both by day and by night.
Both by day and by night.
Whole. For the full recovery.
The full recovery.
And return to innocence.
And return to innocence.
From all circumstances.
From all circumstances.
Hold. Uh-huh. Yes.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice. And before we close, Almeen, this wonderful mystic who comes to the Total Health Show all the time, she has brought forward this gift of Belvaspita to this planet, as well as many other books. She delivers a really important message this year to us in 2012. She tells us we all have to take responsibility for our dream state. And for our sleeping hours, and to recognize that we are creators even at that time. Because she talks about the subliminal and ultra-subliminal frequencies that are marring us and interfering with us in our dream time when we're not taking responsibility. She talks about the fact that we need to dream from inside of us, and that a lot of us are going outside of us, looking outside of us, even in our dream state, for the help that we're looking for and for the creating of our life. And so she literally says, affirm that every night when you go to bed. And I want you to do that too, Lori. Affirm every night before you go to bed that you are wishing now and you are intending now to create your dreams and your sleep time from within you. She talks about the thousands of pathways of beautiful, beautiful places that you can go within you. You don't need to dream outside of you, outside of your own physicality. And she talks about the fact that when people do that, all they do is get marred in their mirrors.
which is exactly what's going on when you look outside of yourself. You get marred in your mirrors. And so that happens in your dream state too. It becomes very easy for us to get lost. But she talked at great length about these subliminal programs that come in to shift and change our mind while we're sleeping. They can come in and actually make your shoulder experience worse and can get right into your bone. So I thought we should maybe close with that thought, that really it's about taking responsibility for you as creator, both wake time and sleep time, and making sure that you're going to bed at night until it's really an autopilot thing that you're going to bed at night, affirming you are the creator and that you are creating your sleep time from within you. And I think, and if you want to even say from within the light within myself, I am creating even my dreams and my sleep time from the light within myself. And to affirm that you're doing that by day two. I'm creating from the light within myself.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm. That's interesting. I mean, it is interesting because I think so many people, you know, do dream analysis and we rarely think that we have any, you know, we try and relate it into our life. We try to give it meaning into our life, but we don't actually think we can create it.
Wow. Although there are lots of people that analyze dreams and talk about the fact that our subconscious mind is creating it.
Right.
Right. But your subconscious mind is a big ball of darkness and light. It's just a tape recorder, right? So it doesn't necessarily tape just truth. It tapes all the lies, illusions, misconceptions, and everything that it just taped 4 million bits of information every second.
Right.
So, it was very interesting to sit with her for that hour in that class.
Well, as always, it's always interesting session with you, Tracy. I really do recommend it for people. Do you do just on phone? Can you do people via phone?
Oh, yeah, I do. Right. I do phone sessions with people, and now this year, really technologically savvy enough
Skype?
That I'm doing Skype.
Woo-hoo.
I actually have a Skype client in Dubai. So, wow.
Nice.
A couple in France. Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
All right, so you can find Tracy on the internet at Tracy McBurney, Tracy, T-R-C-Y, McBurney, McBurney.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Tracy's with us every second Friday. And
in one way or another.
Yes, exactly. So connect with us every second Friday. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul Friends with Tracy McBurney, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.